Omaha Public Radio presents another program from Film Streams, Omaha's nonprofit cinema on Noon Forum. This coming Wednesday, July 27th, Film Streams will celebrate the fourth anniversary of its opening in 2007 at 14th and Webster Streets in downtown Omaha. The film which was shown at its grand opening was La Vie en Rose, a film biography of the great French chanteuse Edith Piaf, directed by Olivier Dahan. On today's program, we'll hear a question-and-answer session which followed a special screening of this 2007 film starring Marianne Cotillard, who won an Academy Award for Best Actress for her portrayal of Edith Piaf. Our special guest will be French singer Gilles Aigrot, who provided the singing voice in the film for those musical segments for which there were no existing recordings by Miss Piaf. This program was recorded by Omaha Public Radio on Sunday afternoon, March 20th, 2011, for broadcast at this time. The opinions expressed are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of Film Streams, KIOS-FM, or the Omaha Public School District. The question-and-answer session with Ms. Aigrot will be supplemented by original recordings of Edith Piaf.
Moi, dans le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel va parvenir. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, nous sommes près quelque chose.
Moderator today will be Michael Lyon, KIOS-FM Morning Edition host.
I couldn't resist a sneak peek at the theatrical trailer, which I did a few days ago. And in that 2 minutes or so, I was reminded of the reasons that this movie was so compelling. An inspired performance from the on-screen star, Marion Cotillard, and a second inspired performance from the voice behind much of the music, our guest today, Gilles Aigrot. I know that our audience will have many questions for you, but I want to start out with one of my own. in this film and now on stage, you are singing the songs of a woman who was deeply connected to the music.
Yes.
You were a singer from a very young age. When did you start to feel emotionally connected to the songs of Edith Piaf?
I was a child. I was 12 years old the first time I heard Edith Piaf's song, because my mother was a great fan. And I found the, how do you say, the disc, not the CD, but the record, in armoire. Yes, armoire, where you put clothes. Huh? Yes, my mother put them and perhaps forget, I don't know. But I find and I listen. And I was very surprised and touched by the amazing voice. And skin was like this.
Goosebumps.
Yes, I was 12 years old.
About 12 years old. I'd like to throw this open to the audience at this time. Is there anybody that would like to address a question from one of our microphones?
Now that you're known as the voice of Edith Piaf, what's next for you? What's your next goal?
I have done another movie, in a French movie, who has had many prix encore qui a été primé. Awards in France last year, and for the moment I am with Edith Piaf because I wait her during many years. So she is here with me since 5 years, and for the moment I continue. I don't know what will be the future. And in 2 years, it will be the 50th anniversary of her death. So there are many projects about this, and I have many work to do with Edith Piaf in all the world.
I'd just like to say, we've got another question right there. If you just raise your hand in between the questions, we'll come right over to you.
Actually, you've probably already answered my question. I noticed on your profile that you have sung Jacques Brel.
Yeah.
And I wondered if you would ever think of doing a concert tour in the U.S. with his songs.
Yes. Yes. I have another show which calls Paris Canaille with a song with Jacques Brel's song, Charles Aznavour songs, Michel Legrand song, and I am in Indianapolis in two days with this show. So perhaps I will come back in Omaha with this show. It's ready.
I had a question from your performance last night. You said on one of the songs that you had to change the way you were singing it to match the film.
Yes.
How much of that did you have to do for the film, change the way you sing to match the film and the role of Edith Piaf?
Yes. I have to change my voice because Marion Cotillard, when the movie begins, Marion Cotillard is 18 years old. So I have to change my voice because it must be younger. And when I was in the casting, the director asked to me if I can sing more high, more less, no, down. And he said, yes, it will be good. Because my voice is longer, I can sing low and high. And I have to chant because I play the comedy. I'm not only a singer in this movie. When Marion Cotillard is on stage and when Edith Piaf falls down because she is ill, she can't sing like I sing Padam last night. So they asked to me to please sing Padam slowly and as you are very tired. And it's a reason because I had to change my voice. And after, when Edith Piaf was 40, the voice is not the same. She is she worked. She learned to use her voice differently. So I have to do the same thing.
Cet air qui m'obsède jour et nuit, cet air n'est pas né d'aujourd'hui. Il est bien d'aussi loin que je viens, ce n'est pas 100 000 musiciens. Un jour, cet air me rendra folle, sans froid, j'ai pu dire pourquoi. Et il m'a coupé la parole, il parle toujours avant moi. Padam, 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 c'est un air qui me montre d'une moi, et je traîne après moi comme une drôle d'erreur, cet air qui sait tout par cœur. Il dit rappelle-toi tes amours, rappelle-toi puisque c'est ton tour, y a pas de raison pour qu'il ne pleure pas. Sur les bras, et moi je revois ce qui reste, mes 20 ans vont battre dans vous. Je vois s'entrebattre des gestes, toute la comédie des amours sur cette terre qui va toujours. Padam, 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 et je t'aime de 14 juillet. Padam, 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 c'est toujours qu'on achète au rabais. Padam, 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 les voitures en voilà par paquet. Et tout ça pour tomber juste au coin de la rue, sur l'air qui m'a reconnu.
Will you be doing this performance in France or in Paris?
Yes, always. Oh. Not always. This is my job now. I do only this, to sing Edith Piaf in France, in Europe, in here. Oh,
great.
Not every day because it's very tight for the voice. We can't sing. A singer doesn't sing every day because it's not possible. like singing like Edith Piaf. So three days, 4 weeks, I sing, I perform.
I'm curious about, were you on the set when, did you sing before the movie was filmed or as it was being filmed or, you know, I'm just curious if you were there when they were actually, how that all worked. I don't know how to, maybe I haven't explained it well enough, but I'm just curious if you were actually on the set and recording so that it would be appropriate to the director's instructions.
I think since I born, I think I am a singer when I born, and I go on the le conservatoire de chant, conservatory, high school musical, and when I was in this conservatory, I do lyric music, and the teacher said to me, "Oh, you have the same voice of Edith Piaf." It was not so good for her, because I have to sing Carmen. And I learned to use my voice differently. But after the conservatory, I begin to sing on stage with in a company, or I do light operettes and the jazz and all the an artist does, and but I don't sing Edith Piaf because I was afraid the audience think that I can't do anything that Edith Piaf. It's not the truth. I can do many things. So I wait, and in the moment of the movie, 3 months before, I decide to sing Edith Piaf on stage, and I think that if the audience doesn't like, she wants and tell me, no, please stop. But she likes. But continue, and I met a woman who was the Edith Piaf secretary. And the adventure begins for me with the movie. Mm-hmm. It was just 6 months before I have decided to sing Edith Piaf. Yes, for the scene where I sing, I will be. I was here, because before we record the song, the movie wasn't done. Comment dire, n'était pas fait. Hein? The movie it was not ready, not done, because they were looking for the voice. They don't find, and when they found me, we record the voice, and then just after they go to Prague in Czech Republic to record. And after I was musical, comment on dit, conseiller musical? Musical director on the film when Marion Cotillard does playback. Olivier Dahan asked me, is it right? Do you think that it is credible? The playback is good? And sometimes I say, no, because here, I'm nothing. We must see that she is singing. So she does again. Marion Cotillard does again. And yes, I was here. When I see the movie, I say, oh, I was here. I was just derrière, just yeah. Around. Just, but you don't see me. But I was here. I was there.
So you answered part of my question. So you did receive formal training to become a singer as a young person, or did you feel like Edith Piaf that you had some natural, innate singing that had to come out, or was it part of your training? You mentioned opera. Do you also do opera?
Yes, when I was in the conservatory, I was to learn opera and to learn how to use my voice. Then after I decided to continue on, not on the opera, because I want to sing Edith Piaf and many other kinds of music.
I was wondering, as involved as you've been with the life of Edith Piaf and her music all these years since you were a child, how do you personally handle the sorrows and defeats that she had in her life? Does the music and her life story impact you, and how do you deal with that?
I feel very deeply. Yes, what she ce qu'elle a vécu, comment? Oui, j'étais très impressionnée et je comprenais, je ressentais ses émotions.
She really felt and deeply these experiences personally.
Yes. Even when I was a child, and perhaps it's a reason I can sing Edith Piaf, I don't know. But
since being a little girl, she felt this sadness and these emotions, even since being a little girl. That's what captivated her about Edith Piaf, and that she felt within.
Yes.
I was very impressed by the way you talked about the singing, the physicality of the singing, and I was very impressed by the way it looked to me like Marion was actually singing. A lot of motion in the tongue, the jaw, the neck, even the breathing. Did she actually sing the songs?
She doesn't sing in the movie.
So she was lip syncing the whole time?
Yes.
It's pretty astonishing, really.
Yes. And just a few minutes, I said that I was in Prague to do this work and to say her, it's not credible because your tongue and hair are not like a singer.
So how was she able to change that then?
She sing. When she with a coach,
so she
to
did
travel,
do some singing.
Yes, to work how to sing.
Okay, she that's sing. What it looked like to me.
Sometimes I know she had already sung the songs in the movie or lip synced them, but the voice wasn't there, and you had to fill in afterwards and match what she was singing.
Yes,
was that difficult?
Yes, but it's I do before I we record the voice before the film, the movie. When I record, I have nothing to. Je n'avais rien. I have only the scenario, and we were in the studio to record, and Marion Cotillard in front of me. Only, and the movie wasn't done, and we hope all match, but we don't know. Nobody knows, and when we saw the movie, 15 days before, you can see it in the here. We saw the movie, all the technicians, all the actors, the director, the producer, all the person who has worked, and we were like this. Because nobody knows if the voice can match with the Marion Cotillard face. And we were very amazing. It was amazing because I think it matches.
In performing these songs on stage, have you found a difference in the way American audiences have reacted to you compared to European audiences?
I have to say that the American audience is very warmly, very, very enthusiastic, very more, perhaps more than the European. Because perhaps Edith Piaf is not the same thing for you and for French people. For French people, he's a great singer, but not as an icon like she is for the American or for in Swedish or in Belgium. It's not the same thing. French people like, but they used to hear Edith Piaf, so it's not. They come and they say to me, "It's wonderful. We love you. We love Edith Piaf," but not as strong as you do. There are many people who sing Edith Piaf in France, so. You perhaps less in here or in Europe.
Well, what is your favorite Edith Piaf song?
My favorite song. I sang yesterday Les Mots d'amour, Words of Love. I love very much this song, but there are so many songs. So they are not known songs of Edith Piaf, but there are many I love, and I can't remember now because I am tired. It's a jet lag. But Les Mots d'amour, I think Les Mots d'amour for me is a great song.
Voler la fortune si tu me le demandais. Je renierai ma patrie, je renierai mes amis si tu me le demandais. On peut bien rire de moi, je ferai n'importe quoi si tu me le demandais. Si un jour la vie t'arrache à moi, que tu sois loin de moi, de ma barbe, si tu m'aimes, par moi je mourrai aussi, que nous aurons pour nous l'éternité dans le bleu.
l'immensité. Dans le ciel, plus de problèmes. Mon amour, crois-tu qu'on se...
Because the songs are so deep and the stories are so real, what song was hardest for you to get to the end without crying or without showing emotion?
Les mots d'amour.
Oh, encore le même.
Ouais. Les mots d'amour. Mon Dieu. Because she asked God. Please let me, my man, for just one day, but let me. And yes, I think another song, perhaps you don't know it, called T'es beau, tu sais, which is You are so beautiful, you know. This song is very beautiful.
First of all, thank you. I grew up hearing Edith Piaf when my father listened to her music, and he had that look in his eyes. My mother was very jealous. You talked about having to use your voice differently for different stages of her character in the movie.
Yes.
So you're a very young woman. And I was wondering, in 10 years, or 20, or 30, do you think your voice of Edith Piaf will also change? And if so, how will it grow older with you?
Yes, my voice has changed. For everybody, it's the same thing. The voice changes when we are older. And I hope that I keep my voice as long as possible. I don't know what happens in 10 years or 20 years. I don't know. It's natural. It's the nature like this. It's difficult to to preserve her voice. I have to sleep enough, not to speak so loudly. I have many not to smoke. I don't smoke, but it's not a good thing for the voice. And not to drink so much. But the first important is to sleep. And actually, it's very difficult for me because of the trip, of the plane. I am very happy. It's a great adventure for me. It's a great.
I have a simple question. Do you, like Edith Piaf, do you live in Paris or another part of France?
I don't.
Est-ce que vous habitez à Paris comme Edith Piaf?
Non.
Non?
L'autre? I live in south of France, in Cannes.
Ah.
Très joli. You know Cannes? Yes. It's not Paris. It's not Paris because it's smaller. But because of the film festival, is known in the world.
Last night you mentioned that Edith Piaf had 300 or 400 songs. I was wondering how many of those songs you can sing.
I think 40, yes. 40, je pense que j'en connais 40. I can sing 14. It's difficult to choose what song.
How did Edith Piaf die? And it looks like she was only in her 40s when she died.
She was 47.
Mm-hmm.
Seven.
And was it more from the drugs and the misuse, or did she have a rheumatoid arthritis or something?
She was ill, very, very ill. She has une maladie des os, la polyarthrite. She was ill, and she suffer very much, and only morphine can stop her to suffer. So as she wanted to sing always, she wants somebody give her morphine. And she has a problem with her stomach because of the morphine, of the cortisone. Do you understand cortisone? Mm-hmm. Because it's very, very douloureux. Yes. But drugs like... in a moment on the movie, we see when she is with a man, I don't remember what man it was, but it's not correct. Olivier Dahan, the director of the movie, said, it's not a good thing I have shown this, because it's not true. She likes to drink wine, red wine, and bad drugs, no. Only morphine to continue to sing.
Billie Holiday's voice changed over the course of her career, and by the 50s, the end of her career, she'd lost a lot of its strength, its range, and flexibility. Some people prefer those recordings, and some people prefer her first recordings in the late 30s. Her voice is simply better in a technical way. Do you have a favorite Piaf set of recordings, or earlier, later, or middle?
Do you prefer the sound of Edith Piaf toward the beginning of her career or toward the end when her voice had changed and with age?
Her voice is more beautiful after, because when when we are too young, the voice is not for a singer, jusqu'à until 40, the voice is not stable, not finished. We can also work and work to finish voice. I hope you understand what I say. I prefer her voice when she was 40, but I have to say that she has a beautiful voice before when she was 30.
In May 2008, you released an album of Edith Piaf songs, but you didn't include two of her most famous numbers, Milor and Mon Homme, and even La Vie en Rose is just a very brief instrumental piece. Why is that?
Because this album has been recorded 2 years ago, 2 years before, and before I perform so many. And now I know that I would, when I will record another album, it will have La Vie en Rose, Milor. I have another where you can sing Padam, but not today.
Quand vous passiez hier, vous n'étiez pas peu fière d'âme, le ciel vous comblait, votre foulard de soie, flottant sur vos épaules, vous aviez le vôle, on aurait dit le roi, vous marchiez en vainqueur, au bras d'une demoiselle, mon Dieu. Elle était belle, j'en ai froid dans le cœur. Allez, venez, Milor, vous asseoir à ma table. Il fait si froid dehors, ici c'est confortable. Laissez-vous faire, Milor, et prenez bien vos aises, vos peines sur mon cœur. Dire qu'il suffit parfois qu'il y ait un navire pour que tout se déchire. Quand le navire s'en va, il en est avec lui la douce aux yeux si tendres qui n'a pas su comprendre qu'elle a brisé votre vie. L'amour, ça fait pleurer comme quoi l'existence. Ça vous donne toutes les chances pour les reprendre après. Allez, venez, Milor, vous avez l'air d'un monde. Laissez-vous faire, Milor, venez dans mon royaume. Je soigne les remords, je chante la romance. Je chante les Milor qui n'ont pas eu de chance. Vous ne m'avez jamais vu. Mais
ça je l'aurais jamais cru. Eh bien, voyons, Milord, souriez-moi, Milord, mieux que ça, un petit effort. Voilà, c'est ça. Allez, riez, Milord. Allez, chantez, Milord. Ta-da!
I had the same question here. The movie was called La Vie en Rose, but we only heard it in English. We didn't hear it in French. Yes. And I was very disappointed because that's my favorite song.
Yes. Oh. I sing it in French. When I came back 2 years before, I tried to sing it in English. But the audience in Washington, in San Francisco, say to me, please, in French. So I said, oh, I have learned in English. It was difficult for me to remind, not rappeler, the words, remember the words. And now it's so easy because I know that people want to hear La Vie en Rose in French.
Yes,
because she was in America when she sang in the movie. She was in America. Yeah, she was with Marlene Dietrich, you know, and Marlene Dietrich became a great friend. And when Edith Piaf married, she married in New York, Edith Piaf, and son témoin,
witness,
was Marlene Dietrich. Yes, I have seen the Edith Piaf dresses of her wedding, and in her bag there was a little words of Marlene Dietrich for the wedding. And she, what we have seen in the movie is the first time Edith Piaf met Marlene Dietrich here in New York.
And one final question. One of the most popular songs of Edith Piaf is No, Je ne regrette rien. How about you? Do you have any regrets?
No. No.
Je repars à zéro.
You've been listening to a special program on Noon Forum. We've heard a question-and-answer session which followed a special screening of the 2007 French film biography of world-renowned chanteuse Edith Piaf, La Vie en Rose, directed by Olivier Dahan. The event took place at Filmstreams, Omaha's nonprofit cinema. This coming Wednesday, July 27th, Filmstreams will celebrate the fourth anniversary of its opening in 2007 at 14th and Webster Streets in downtown Omaha. The film which was shown at its grand opening was La Vie en Rose. This program was recorded by Omaha Public Radio on Sunday afternoon, March 20th, 2011, for broadcast at this time. Our guest for this special program was French singer Gilles Aigrot, who provided the singing voice in the film for those musical segments for which there were no existing recordings by Miss Piaf. The question-and-answer session with Miss Aigrot was supplemented by original recordings of Edith Piaf. The moderator was Michael Lyon, KIOS-FM Morning Edition host. Special thanks to Rachel Jacobson, Maggie Wood, and Jim Foyt of Filmstreams, as well as Joy Brown of Omaha Performing Arts for helping to make the recording and broadcast of this program possible. Complete Noon Forum listings, as well as an archive of previous broadcasts, are available on our website, kios.org. Now this is your producer and host, Bob Cote, thanking you for listening.